insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to yet another of our programs. And inshallah, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with the opportunity to understand more of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ بَلَى مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِندَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
We were discussing verses 111 and 112, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Christians and the Jews, expressing that the only ones that will be entering paradise are going to be either, well, the Christians would say the Christians and the Jews would say the Jews. And no one else would be entering paradise, and they will definitely be entering paradise. In other words, the Jews would be saying, if you're a Jew, then you're definitely going to be entering paradise. If you're not, you're definitely not going to enter paradise. The Christians were saying the same. In answering them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned things that we mentioned in the previous sessions regarding these two verses. What was left on the verse was the last two phrases of verse 112, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The criterion, I need to point to this, the criterion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned for an individual to be successful in his life, to be a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to allow to enter paradise, is going to be an individual that is in his beliefs submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also in his actions. And that's what wahuwa muhsinan referred to. Now, for the what happens to such a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. He shall have his reward near his Lord, and they shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. There's a few points that we can talk about regarding these three phrases. One is that a person is going to have their reward near their Lord. Well, obviously, a person is going to have their rewards near their Lord in the hereafter, and that seems to be what the verse is referring to. Is there going to be any rewards? Is there going to be any difference for such a person in this life or not? There are explanations that, you know, some we have in our ahadith as well, that, for example, certain illnesses, certain calamities do not come upon the true mu'mins. So those are things that can also be discussed. But it seems like the verse, فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ, when it says near his Lord, it seems like this is a hint about the hereafter, although it could be that, you know, the just a general point that the reward of this action, whether it's in this world or in the hereafter, is going to be with the Lord. But what is more sort of controversial is the last two parts of the verse, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They shall have no fear, nor shall they grieve. Is this only about the hereafter? Does it include this world as well or not? And also about the hereafter, there's a couple of questions. Does it include this life or not? Some of the mufassirin and some of those who've given their opinions and their understandings regarding the verses They have said that, well, in this life, there's no way that an individual would not have any fear. Because fear, knowing that there's going to be an enemy, even the Holy Quran attributes some sort of fear to the Holy Prophet, that shows that the highest ranking individual in the human being, which is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, still has some sort of fear. Khawf, the word khawf is used. And also, وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, they shall, nor shall they grieve, the verse says. Well, in this life, we're going to have difficulties and we're going to have grief. We lose our loved ones and that's going to cause us grief. So this life cannot be such that there's no fear and there's no grief at all. It is actually the hereafter that there's not going to be any fear or any grief for the believers. However, some of these scholars have tried to explain there is a way for us to take these two tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives for the mu'mineen in this life, although they would be referring to, or they would be tidings for those who, according to that explanation, would be at very high ranking states of belief. And what that says, what that view says, you know, it's very deep. I'm going to try to explain it as best I can, but they say someone at such a high level of belief that knows that anything that transpires in this world, any event that takes place, is through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how that works, what happens to mankind's will, and what happens to free will, and all of that, there's in-depth explanations in that regard. And as I've mentioned on a number of occasions in these sessions, that's the beauty of our religion, that when the deeper you dig, there's deeper ideas, there's deeper explanations regarding things. So I don't want to get into that discussion, but the true belief is that anything that happens, any event that takes place in this world, is through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if a person at a high ranking or at a very high rank of belief is aware of that and has that as part of his belief, such that in every instant of their life, this is part of their mentality and part of their thought, well, if something happens that seems to be, and for everybody else is something that would be fearful, for them it would have no fear, because who are they going to fear? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to do anything bad to them. The only thing that they would actually fear is, you know, their own actions, and they're aware of that and they're cautious of their actions. So there's nothing to fear but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The khawf that is referred to in this verse is fearing others. That, you know, in our lives, we have a lot of fear from different people, from different events. We fear different things. It says the mu'mineen don't have that fear. Well, the explanation, the in-depth explanation says, well, for such a person at that level of faith, they actually don't fear. There is nothing to fear when you have that faith. And also, there is nothing to feel grief about and be grieved. Because I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the life of my, say, family member. And that family member of mine, although I am not in contact with that person anymore or any longer, however, that person is still alive because the spirit is still alive. If they've done good, if they've been a good person, they're going to be going to paradise. And if I'm a good person, inshallah, I'll be joining them. There's nothing to be really too upset about. For a period of time, I'm not going to be with them. Then I'm going to be joining them. So they don't really have any reason to have that grief. This is the explanation that some of these scholars have as, you know, the two traits that are mentioned here, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, that they should have no fear and nor shall they grieve. They say that this also refers to this life as well. However, I need to mention that the way the verse has been put together and the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses this verse, it's more leaning towards the hereafter and the afterlife, and there's a easier explanation regarding that. Now, one thing about the hereafter, one question that comes up, and I need to mention here, is the issue that one of the verses in the Holy Quran says, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Every single one of you, it says, there shall be none of you except that they are going to be what the verse refers to as wariduha. Warid, well, what it's translated as is that they're going to be entering, and what that pronoun refers to is the hellfire. So basically what that verse is translated to is that they say every single human being is going to be going to hell, and then, you know, some explanations say that that person is going to be removed from hellfire. So how does that work with this verse, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ? Well, as I've mentioned a number of times in these sessions, that we need to get the right picture and understand what Islam's explanation regarding an issue is by putting together all of the verses and all of the ahadith that are in that regard. And when we do that and we look at these verses, a number of these verses that mention this, and it's a very clear statement. La khawfun alayhim. They shall have no fear. There's a lot of emphasis on that. Nor shall they grieve. There's no grief. All right. When we look at these verses and we look at that verse that says in minkum illa wariduha, that kind of should tell us that there's another meaning of that. There should be a different explanation regarding that verse, because otherwise, if every single human being is going to be entering hellfire, even if you're talking about the hereafter, that they shall have no fear and no grief, then, well, I am going to be grieved if I know I'm going to be going to hellfire, regardless of my actions. I will enter it and then I'll be taken out of it, if that'll be the explanation. But what some of the mufassirin explained regarding that verse, which is based on the understanding that we get from these verses, and also the word wariduha that verse mentions, they say that إِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا actually means that it's not that they enter hell, all right? The word wariduha in Arabic, when it's used in such manners, what it refers to is that everyone will be going in that direction, because going to paradise is going to be passing by hellfire, or what they refer to as the bridge of Sirat, as you know, some ahadith and some statements of the scholars refers to that, the bridge that people have to cross over. They're not going to be entering the hell. They're not going to be punished in hell, but they're going to be going around that area and passing by, and that's what is referred to in that other verse as إِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. So what we can say very clearly is that the verse in about the hereafter, the mu'mineen, those who have had faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have submitted to God in their belief and also in their actions, in the hereafter they will have no fear and no grief, with the basic understanding that we have from fear and grief. That very clear and very basic understanding is not going to be there at all. But about this world, is there going to be fear? Is there going to be grief? Then that depends on how we interpret that word. And, you know, with the explanation that I gave, there is a way to explain it, but it seems like the verse would be discussing about the hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك.